And in fact, I've tried to explain to some heads of people the English phrase, your eyes are bigger than your stomach. And it was absolutely impossible for me to explain the concept of being so full that you can't eat anymore. I mean, Hadza can pack away huge quantities of food. And I think it's as much that they're very fussy about food being fresh, so that when it's there, make the most of it. And then they might have to go for a day occasionally without food. But they also don't store food, so they won't dry berries or dry roots to eat in a time of scarcity. They're always eating what's in season. And then also the children can feed themselves from quite a young age. You know, we've now got several boys in camp from about 10 to 15 who will be very competent hunters. They can go out any time during the day and shoot a little bird, shoot a mouse, and they'll feed themselves. And the girls, by about 10 or 12, can also go out and dig for themselves and collect berries, so they can feed themselves.
What I did notice today, as we've sat here all afternoon, that kids don't necessarily hang around with either their mother or their father.
Yes. In fact, before we came today, those children were living with their grandmother. Their mother was miles away. Their mother and father were miles away. And that's very common for children from about quite a young age, 2 or even 3, to live with an aunt, a sister, a grandmother, a grandmother's sister. The kin ties are very strong, and children are very much loved and appreciated. And the Hadza will always look after children. But also the Hadza children are very independent. I mean, we've seen today a little girl of 4, extremely competent at handling a very sharp double-bladed knife. She was cutting meat for herself. And they learned from a very early age to look after themselves and to be responsible for themselves and not to treat certain items casually. And they learn young that knives are very special. They're not easy to replace for the Hadza because they're expensive, and they can also do you a lot of harm. And the other thing I know is with Hadza children is they've got very few burns on them compared to Maasai children. Whenever Peter and I go into a Maasai manyatta, it's one of the first things we have happen is a mother bring over a child with a very bad burn. But Hadza seem to learn very young to treat fire with great respect. And I think it's as much that Hadza are treated as little adults from quite a young age.